This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. In the wake of the financial crisis, we all learned a new language filled with fear-inducing acronyms. So the following sentence could make you sweat a bit. CLO volumes, or collateralized loan obligations, are at a record high. According to the Wall Street Journal, that rate is almost double their pre-crisis peak. But before the financial crisis flashback takes full hold, let's have Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explain.
The name is definitely intimidating, collateralized loan obligation, but the idea is actually sort of simple. You take a bunch of corporate loans and you package them all together. So when investors buy into a CLO, they're getting a piece of lots of loans. Aaron Klein is with the Brookings Institution.
The basic concept of taking lots of loans into one big pool of loans is one of the backbones of modern finance.
CLOs also slot investors into different groups based on the risk they're willing to take. Those investors who want more assurance that they'll get paid back, they get lower interest rates than investors who are willing to go to the back of the payments line. If this sounds familiar, this is a very similar process to collateralized debt obligations. And yes, CDOs stuffed with bad mortgages did contribute to the financial crisis. Gary Kalba is a law professor at Hofstra University.
Even though CLOs are structured almost identically to CDOs, CLOs had very, very low losses during the financial crisis. The structure is not the problem.
He says pooling loans isn't the issue. It's the quality of the loans or assets you pool that can cause trouble. It's an issue post-financial crisis regulation has tried to tackle, says Mark Okada. He's the co-founder of Highland Capital Management, which both issues and invests in CLOs.
So we've really simplified the loan pool and made it more transparent and more easy for people to get comfortable with the underlying risk.
He says even though lots of people confuse CDOs and CLOs, they're actually pretty different. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.